Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, everybody, welcome to the show. This is the Pop Rocks Radio Show. I'm your host, Pop Art Painter. I think that's who I am. Geez, it seems like I don't know. No, but I do know. I'm your host, Pop Art Painter Jamie Rocks. I'm just trying to do more than one thing at once. And, you know, I'm old. It's confusing for me. I'm taking a break from the painting tonight for a little bit. And, you know, because I tell you, I need a break. And these guys. A couple weeks ago, and we had some server issues. They are just that cool. They broke the server. No, it's just one of those things that happen. But it's a fantastic band. They're out of the Dallas, Texas, Oklahoma area. Heartbreak Heroes. How are you guys?
Hey.
We're
doing pretty good. How are you doing?
Awesome. I'm doing awesome. I'm so glad you guys... Hey, so sorry about before when we had the technical issue. I'm glad we could reschedule it, and you guys are just very, very cool about that. And, you know, like your music, you rock. Very,
dude.
Very cool.
Dude, thank you
so
much.
So I want to start off the show. Yeah, definitely, definitely. You guys, the Heartbreak Heroes, I just want to give a quick shout-out. Why don't we go around, because it sounds like everybody's on the speakerphone there, which is fine.
Yeah.
Who do we got on the line with us?
We got
kind of
Alec.
Your name and what you
me.
Do in the band.
I'm Alec, and I sing.
Okay.
Sean.
My name's Sean. You can also call me Chocolate Thunder, and I play guitar and do backing vocals.
Hey, I'm Alex. What's up? I'm the drummer.
Hey, I'm Chance. I play bass and do backing vocals.
Nice. Yeah. Nice. Very, very cool. Now, you guys have been performing, the band formed in 2014.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, that's awesome. You guys are real tight, you know. I mean, it sounds amazing and everything. And you guys,
thank you.
So how did you guys all meet? How did this happen?
Well, me and Alex met a long time ago. I was meeting a drummer, and he came in, and he just started fucking killing it. Oops, I'm not sure if I'm allowed to say that or not. But he just came in and just started
absolutely
killing it. Okay.
Very, very cool.
Yeah,
it's a rock and roll.
He came in. Oh, hell yeah.
There you go.
But Alex came in, he was
so
killing
he
it. And then a little while later, Sean came in and fucking killed it too. And then Chance here recently just started coming in. Well, wasn't here recently. It's been almost a year now. He came in and started, he picked everything up really quickly, and it's all been great for like ever.
Well, I'm really glad we had a chance to do this.
Chance.
Want, want, want. That's cool, man. That is so cool. You guys are kind of young yet, and let me just tell you, I'm not a musician. I'm a painter by trade. That's what I do. I paint pictures of people. But I've known a lot of musicians, man. I'm an old man, but that seems to be all my friends are musicians. Hanging out with other painters stinks. They're really boring. But music guys, and plus, you know, there's always better girls hanging around with the music guy. No, I'm kidding. Well, kind of. But anyway, I've seen it happen so many times where, you know, the people try to do a band and, you know, maybe one guy's into it or a couple guys are into it or gals, whatever. And and it just doesn't work. It's so cool and so rare and so just awesome when you find your way and people that are in a similar thing. You know what I mean? It's very, very cool.
Yeah, we're
and
really
it works,
fortunate.
It works, man.
Yeah, we've gone through a lot of rough patches in our life, but our lineup is completely fucking amazing. We're like the four best friends anybody could ever have. We've been living on a bus together for like months now, and it's been amazing. I'm surprised we haven't killed each other yet, actually.
That's awesome. Now, you guys are all between, I'm looking at your Facebook page here, you guys are all between 13 and 18 years old?
Actually, that was written like forever ago. I'm about 16 now, and Alex is 21.
No,
so,
cool.
So, yeah,
cool.
16
well, that's
21.
Good. So there's somebody in the band that can buy beer. That's a good thing. No, I'm kidding, ladies and gentlemen. These are nice young Texan boys. You know, they're not getting in any mischief or anything. You know, they're just in a rock band. No, it's a good thing. That's cool, man. That is so cool. You guys are traveling around doing this. Shit, man. When I was like 19, I was a knucklehead. I had nothing going on, and nothing cool at least. You know. That's awesome. Very, very exactly. Cool. Now, so you guys met and everything. Were you guys always, was this the first band you guys were in? I mean, you're kind of young and everything, but were you in other stuff before or?
No. I was,
what, was it always
no.
Just
heartbreaking?
Yeah, this was like our first serious endeavor. Everything before was just kind of like, oh, this is fun, but this was more of our first, like,
actually
going at it. Type thing.
Nice. Well, you know, and it's and treating it like a bit, you know, I mean, it is rock and roll and it's great and fun and fantastic, but there's also a business side to it, and you know, you gotta do crazy podcasts and all of this and that. Now you guys have been out playing live and stuff. I want to how I found out about you guys was through Allison over at metalbabemayhem.com, who's an official sponsor
Oh, really?
Of the show. Yeah.
Hell yeah.
She saw
cool.
you guys. She caught you guys, I guess, at the Crew Fest or something. And
oh,
so
wow.
You guys just blew it away.
Dude,
yeah.
Hell yeah. That's cool as hell.
Awesome.
Yeah, she called me up. She's like, Jamie, you gotta hear these guys, man. They're just amazing.
Dude, I have stories from Crew Fest. They had, like, a bunch of Monster there, like Monster Energy drinks. We ended up going home with, like, two cases full of Monster.
Dude, I was vibrating. Just so much energy.
Nice.
It was amazing. Monster
nice.
Totally hit us up. Wink, wink.
Shout out to Peter's nudge.
Very,
nudge.
Very cool. Very cool. That's awesome. That's outstanding. Well, you know, I mean, you know, you got to get paid somehow. You know, that's what it's all
yeah.
about, baby. That's what it's all about. Now, do you guys all have a background in your respective music instruments and whatnot?
Mm-hmm.
Or have you switched around and everything?
Personally, I've always been a singer. I play, like, basically everything to a degree. But, yeah, I enjoyed singing the most, and that was what I felt more comfortable with and everything like that.
What about we all, guys? Like, play in everything.
Yeah, we all...
Yeah, we dabble.
I thought it was Dibble.
Cool.
Dibble. Let's go.
Now, Alex, if you're on our show page, we have pictures of the band that go through the flash player there and whatnot. Alex, you got the crazy colored hair, right?
Right. Yes.
That's very cool. My girlfriend was walking through. I was, I don't know, I had you guys' picture up the other day or something. I was working on one of the web flyers or something, and she walked through the room. And you have to understand, my girlfriend Danny has a cosplay business. She's into all that, you know, and
that's awesome.
Does all that kind of stuff. Yeah, and her hair currently is a rainbow. And I don't know, I'm not speaking metaphorically. It is all the colors. And she walked in and saw your hair, and she's like, "I like his hair." And I said, "Well, that doesn't
dude, my color.
All, but...
I'm having this cotton candy thing right now, and I'm like loving it. I used to have like this highlighter yellow hair, which was cool for like a minute." But then I was just like, nah, I'm going to get away from that.
Nice. Oh, man, it's crazy. That's cool. So you guys, would you guys say, I see a lot of YouTube videos where you guys are playing on stage and whatnot. Are you guys would you say you're more comfortable on stage or in the studio? What do you prefer?
Definitely on
or
stage.
Or both equally? Oh, yeah, stage band. Cool.
We're actually
well,
in the
cool.
studio
you
right now,
right.
Tracking a bunch of brand new material that I can't really talk about just yet, but soon it will be in the hands of everybody.
Nice. Well, let's play a track so people know just how cool you guys are. And I really like this the tracks we have tonight. We've got a couple here. What do you think we should play first? We've got what do I have queued up
Ooh.
Here? I got Perfect Liar, Believe in Me, or Sold Me Out. What should we hit people with, do you think, first? Out of
Let's
the
go with the original. I think we should do Perfect Liar.
Perfect Liar.
Outstanding. Outstanding. Here it is, everybody. Heartbreak Heroes, Perfect Liar. Check it out. There it was, folks. There it was. Perfect Liar, the Heartbreak Heroes. Now, you guys are out of, I mistakenly said before the, that's a fantastic track, by the way. I really like that track.
Thank you so much. That one never gets old to me.
Oh, yeah, it's great. I mistakenly said you guys were out of Dallas, and I'm looking at my show notes, and that's just not the case, right? You guys are in Oklahoma.
Huh? Yeah, we're out of Oklahoma. We're actually in LA right now tracking our new EP that I can't really go too much into just yet. It sounds like really cool, though. We finished tracking a bunch of tracks today, and it's really awesome. And yeah, we're also getting ready for our tour coming up next month with American Grimm, and we have a bunch of details
wow.
for that coming pretty soon.
Very cool. Very cool. Now, we have a show link on our show page, a link to your guys' Facebook page. That's the best place for people to like and follow you guys, right? So they can get the updates of where you guys are going to be and all that.
Yes, sir. That's and Instagram. Instagram. We can never forget Instagram. We post on both almost daily. So
very cool.
Never have
very
like a,
cool. Nice, nice,
never
nice.
Had a day
so how are you digging LA right now? How long you guys been out?
Ooh, we've been.
Awful. Hate it. Get all the fresh fruit and the beautiful one.
We've been out here for like 2 weeks now. We came out here for NAMM back at the end of January, which I guess just passed. But we just finished up at the NAMM show, and now we're back just in the studio and rehearsing and doing everything like that.
Very cool. Talking to people back home about how cold and crappy and everything it is out there, snowy and all of that. You guys are out of that for a little bit. Nice. Nice.
Yes, it's great. It did rain like the first few days we were here, though, and I was so surprised. For the, like 3 out of 4 days of NAMM, it was just pouring down rain. We walked there in the rain. We were parked at like this bus. It's what's it called? RV park. We parked our bus at an RV park,
uh-huh.
And we like, I didn't learn this till like later on. We were parked right next to a Robert Sarzo, which was hilarious because
really?
I've known him for like ever.
He has a lot of
dogs. But we were walking like 2 miles from the RV park to the convention center in the rain, and it was just it was low key hell.
Well, what can you do? You know, it happens.
Yeah.
You know, and it's strange. The crazy thing. I used to live out in California, in Southern California. And the crazy thing out there, and I, you know, folks, don't send me emails. I'm not being mean or snarky. It's a fact. Man, people don't know how to drive when it starts raining out there. They freak out, you know. They're like, "Why is this water?" Oh, yeah, and it's like a big deal. Like the whole town, it's a big deal because it never happens. And
yeah, no, like
it sucks. You guys.
It's even from a young age, I've noticed how like terrible people are at driving in the rain here. It is,
right.
It is crazy.
It's true. It's true. Well, you know, it.
Yeah.
It's part of the charm. That's all. It's part of the charm. So that's cool. Now, let me ask, when you guys write your music and you do your songwriting and whatnot, is there one person who does the most of the heavy lifting, or is it just a whole group effort with the whole band?
I do everything.
It's a really big group effort. We sit down together and just we figure out a hook. We go with that, and we're like, oh, this is cool, and then –
I'll
be a guitar. Yeah, it's a bunch of idea back and forth type stuff.
Nice, nice, nice. Now, you guys also got involved with the Sound Foundation, who are out of Dallas, I believe, or somewhere down in that neck of the woods. How did that come about?
Ooh, that was
a
while ago.
Tell me all about that.
Let's see. We got a hold of Norman Matthew just out of the blue, I think. I don't really remember. We were, like, searching for guitar players and stuff, and his name popped up. It was like, oh, shit, this dude's cool, and he had this school, and somehow it just got connected, and, yeah.
Very cool.
Now, we actually sent him a Perfect Liar back after we just finished that, and he was like, dude, this shit is dope. And then, yeah, it went on from there.
That's awesome. Well, he was not lying. That is a fantastic track. I want to ask, are these tracks available? These are out. People can purchase these on iTunes or somewhere, or digital download or something?
Perfect Liar and Sold Me Out are actually out right now on iTunes and every basic online media distribution outlet. And then Believe in Me is actually a brand new track. It has not been released yet. It is off of our upcoming EP. Nobody's heard it yet.
Awesome, awesome. Very, very cool. Well, we're going to play it. Because it is a fantastic track as well. Keep pumping them out, man. Just pumping them out. I love it. Matter of fact, let's play it. Here it is, folks. This is Believe in Me. This is the Heartbreak Heroes. Brand new, never heard before. Check this out.
What's it?
Believe in Me, the Heartbreak Heroes world premiere, man. Never heard before. There it is. Man, what a track. What a track. I like that, man. Yeah. That kicks ass.
Thank you so much.
That is very, very cool. Oh, man.
I've been excited to bring that one out for everybody.
Oh, yeah, man. That is going to be fantastic on stage and everything. And now, folks, a couple quick messages from some of our show sponsors. Stay tuned. We'll be back with the rest of the interview after these quick messages.
Hi, this is Maury Moreland Morrison here to tell you Geico has more than just great savings. Much more. Yes, while Geico could help you rack up more moolah faster than you can say metamorphosis, they've also been the fastest growing auto insurer for more than 10 years. That's more like it. Furthermore, Geico has fast and friendly claim service. That might seem like an oxymoron, but it's not. All the more reason to say no other auto insurer has more than Geico. Geico, expect great savings and a whole lot more.
Metal Babe Mayhem is more than just an online store, it's a destination. MetalBabeMayhem.com carries over 150 rock and roll products, including clothing, jewelry, and accessories. Metal Babe Mayhem also offers Shrine clothing and Alchemy Gothic jewelry. In addition, Metal Babe Mayhem founder Allison Metal Babe Cohen is a rock and roll journalist who supports local and national artists with her rockin' reviews, interviews, playlists, networking, and more. Metal Babe Mayhem is taking over the world, one shirt at a time.
YourWebDesigner.info has a special for Pop Rocks radio listeners. Have a website designed for only $80. Normally, they're $100, but with the special code ROXX, Pop Rocks radio listeners can save 20%. If your computer is sluggish and running slow, yourwebdesigner.info can fix it all up remotely, and with that savings code, you'll only pay $40. Yourwebdesigner.info offers hosting and other various computer-related products. Please visit www.yourwebdesigner.info and let us build your future today. Remember, all web design includes a year of hosting for free and domain name registration for a year. www.yourwebdesigner.info.
Hi, folks. Are you looking for a custom gift for someone special in your life?
Pepperly Jewelry on Etsy offers custom hand-stamped jewelry created using pure aluminum, brass, copper, or new gold. If you have a favorite inspiration or quote that you'd like to be represented, well, no worries. Harper Lee Jewelry on Etsy can create a custom cuff or necklace that represents your interests or ideas with a beautiful piece of jewelry. You can find them at harperleejewelry.etsy.com.
Roxgear, the online web shop of high-end luxury merchandise and products, all featuring original pop art paintings. From La Jolla to Miami to London, www.merch.jamierox.us.
Glittering amethyst, energizing citrine, colorful fluorite, the other side of the sun, Earth's treasures brought to light. Since 1999, we have offered a unique collection of hand-selected minerals and gems for every budget, for novices, collectors, and healers. Visit www.tosots.com to view our wide selection of offerings and use coupon code ROCKS, that's R-O-X-X, for 10% off your first order. Remember, TOSOTS.com, Earth's treasures brought to light.
Speaking of which, we were talking off the air. You guys' tour starts, what, a couple weeks?
Mm-hmm.
The 16th, February, you were saying, right?
Yeah, February 16th.
February.
In Clarksville, Tennessee.
Clarksville, Tennessee. So you guys are heading out east and then making your way back west or up
yeah.
and down the. How's
it's
it going? Oh?
It's going to be pretty fun. I'm really excited. It's our first, like, full on national run, which is. Like extremely badass in my opinion. I'm so excited for it. I've been seeing the event pages even pop up on Facebook too, and that even makes me like so like happy. It's really cool.
It's gonna be lit.
I'm
supposed to prank the shit out of the other band.
You.
With you guys, I'm seeing right now on your Facebook page, it says you guys are playing the 16th in Tennessee, and then the 23rd. I mean, you guys realize that's like only like a week after, right? You guys are in Grand Junction, Colorado. That's a hell of a run, man.
Yeah, like we have a lot more dates in between everything, but right now it's kind of scattered
Oh, cool.
Because there hasn't been like an official like post of everything just yet, but it'll be coming soon within like the next few days. It'll be on all of our social media outlets, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, literally everywhere.
Nice. And I don't know, you've probably seen this, but poor Michaela LaRue, I'm looking at your Facebook page here, really wants you guys to play Austin, Minnesota real bad. No, that's
dude.
Great. See?
That'd be cool.
I know she's
I've
so
never been to Minnesota, so.
Well, hey,
a lot of these.
Prince was from Minnesota, you know?
Dude, a lot of the dates on this tour are actually cities I've never been to before, and that I'm really excited because I've also never really been to the West Coast at all. So East Coast. Mm-hmm. I get a mix up.
There's a Minnesota. Is there a
Minnesota? Ooh. Nice. Well, Michaela, get over there. If there's a Minnesota date, go see these guys because they're, you know, kick ass and everything. Now the new EP. I'm not trying to put you guys under any pressure or anything, and I know you guys are working on it right now. When do you think, just ballpark, any idea when that'll be out?
Ballparking. I want to say beginning of March. So,
wow,
here pretty
that's
soon.
That's awesome. That's quick.
That is quick.
Very, very cool.
It's very close to being done. There'll be hopefully a single coming out from it here pretty quickly.
Nice. Now, also at the shows on the big tour and everything, you guys have merch. People can get T-shirts and CDs and all that as well, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we actually here recently we just decided to make these bracelets, like homemade bracelets out of like threads and stuff. It was really cool, and they have like a bunch of our song titles on it.
We're starting to run out of
letters. Yeah, we're running out of a lot of letters. But ooh, that'd be cool.
Yeah.
So those will be available on our merch table. I'm not necessarily sure about physical CDs just yet. Hopefully, I'm hoping. It's all a matter of just, you know.
But, right, right. Well, that's okay. Because, I mean, everybody does digital stuff now anyway. You know, that's just, that's how it is. That's how they like it.
There will be definitely new T-shirts, though. There's a bunch of new designs we have out. So I'm excited to unveil those, too.
Very cool. Very, very cool. And I just want to give you, again, before I forget, I want to give a big shout-out to MetalBabeMayhem.com. I'm sorry, Metal Babe, well, that works as well, but it's also MetalBabe.rocks, R-O-C-K-S.
Ooh.
And folks, get over there. They're an official sponsor of tonight's show. You know, they put it together. So get over there and check out all the cool rock and roll gear and wear and all of that over at their website. Very, very cool stuff. They do a good job. So that's awesome. So you guys got a tour coming up. You're working in the studio right now. I mean, you got all kinds of stuff going. Busy boy.
Yeah.
That's a good thing.
This year is definitely going to be a very busy
year.
Heartbreak
Heroes.
Yes. I love the sound of that.
Also, I'd like to make a plug. Quick shout out to Ron from Spurzel and Killer Q Straps. Like, we hooked up at a NAMM the other day, and dude, I love your stuff. Thank you. Here's Alex.
Very cool. That's right. That's part of the business, man. It's part of the business. That's very cool. Now, let me ask you guys, because I have some questions that came in via Twitter and whatnot. Melissa wanted to know, how'd you guys come up with the name Heartbreak Heroes? Was there a story behind that?
Hi, Melissa. We basically just sat down. We have, like, a huge list of names, and this one just stuck with us the most. Yeah, we drew, like, a bunch of straws, but this one was definitely an eye-catcher.
Very cool. Well, that's awesome. You know, that's always a real tough thing, too, you know, when a band gets together and they've got a sound, and then it's usually they'll have the name and not the music, or they'll have the music and not the name. You know what I mean? It kind of goes either way. It's just weird how that works out, it seems. Very, very cool. Now, how long is the tour going to last, you guys think? How long are you guys going
to
be out?
Roughly right now, I can say close to a month, but I'm almost
very
positive
cool.
There are going to be a lot more. We don't plan on going home this year.
I hear you. Well, you know.
Yeah.
We're
work
hoping
hard
to stay
now.
On the road as much as we possibly can.
Nice. Nice. Very, very cool. Well, that's awesome, man. That is very, very cool. Now, as you guys have a bus and everything, you had mentioned that you're traveling around and everything. How are you finding that, like life on the road and all that?
It's so cool. I love being able to wake up and be in like a completely different place. It's actually amazing. It's a trippy feeling, though. Like going to sleep in like a state and then waking up somewhere completely different. Like, we could wake up in sunny California and then next be in, like, snowy Oklahoma or something.
That would sound a bit concerning if we didn't have a bus.
Yeah, right?
Waking up in different places every day, we don't know why.
Well, that's a trip, you know, and that's you're absolutely right. Southern California is crazy like that. You can drive, like, an hour and a half in any direction in Southern California. Well, not any direction. You can't go west because you'd be in the ocean. But, you know, an hour and a half any other direction, and you're in, like, totally different environments. It's strange. You know, you're in the desert, you're in the forest. It's a trip. It's a total trip down being there. But it's cool. Now, let me ask you guys, like, creatively, is being on the road, is that helping the writing process and whatnot? Does it inspire you, you know, meeting new people and traveling around?
It actually does help a lot because our actually, on the trip up here, we were just sitting down with our acoustics and everything, and we came up with a song that's on the EP just, like, almost instantly. It was really cool, actually, because I felt like it influenced a lot, just the fact of being on the road and everything like that.
I hear you. That's cool, man. That is cool. Now, are you on the bus with all your guys' gear and all that as well? Because that's probably a lot, you know?
Yeah. All right, we actually have some bays under the under the actual coach that'll carry everything. It's surprising because I didn't think this would work, but most of our gear just fits under like one single bay out of the three. And that's like awesome.
Very nice. Very nice. That's cool, man. That is cool. My parents, I mean, years ago, my father bought one of those Provost buses. It was a couple years older, but they just wanted one to drive around, him and my stepmother. And, you know, they picked one up. Yeah, there's a lot of room under those. You know, it's pretty nice. I used to call it the Rockstar bus because, you know, that's what you guys are driving around in. It's cool. It's like a New York apartment in some of those, you know.
Yeah, no, they're huge. I didn't think there was going to be enough space for all of us, but surprisingly, we all get around just fine. It's
much
great.
More comfortable than I thought.
Yeah, it's a lot better than a van or a car.
That's nice. That's cool, man. I was talking to some band. Gosh, it was on the show. I don't know. I can't remember who, and I don't want to say. I don't know. They were telling me some story, crazy story, where they had this crazy manager, and they were trying to do the tour in a car with a U-Haul trailer. And I don't know. They got into a fight with her. She stopped for gas and then unhooked the trailer, kicked them out at the gas station. And I'm done.
Oh,
I'm like, at least she left your stuff, you know, your gear. Rock and roll,
true.
Man. It's better to be in a bus. It's better to be in the bus. The driver can leave, but, you know, somebody else can drive. That's cool, man. Very, very cool. Now, how'd you like the NAMM show? Did you guys perform there?
We actually didn't get to perform there this year, this year, sadly, but hopefully maybe next year we'll get in some booths. But it was an amazing time. I personally love NAMM. It is my favorite time of the year.
I ate so much candy.
We had this thing for like a solid day. We were going to a after party, the Schecter after party, the Saturday of NAMM, and we were like, okay, we need to find stuff to fill us up. So we just went around to all the booths that had candy and whatnot. Even one had Oreos. And we just went and grabbed all this candy and ate it.
That's where they would just glare at us and they wouldn't even pick the book.
It
felt kind of bad.
It was great.
It's awesome. It's like Halloween. It's like Halloween when you're kids, you know.
Bright orange bags.
We have bright orange bags. Orange, the amp company was giving out like bags to everybody that walks by, and we were like, hey, let's get these bags. And then we were just strolling around all day with candy.
Nice. Well, you know, you meet a lot of cool people at things like NAMM, you know? I mean, because there are a lot of heavy hitters there, And it's important to go to that kind of stuff. You guys are very smart, very, very smart. And especially, coupling that with some studio time, too, as well. You guys are on the ball. That's good. That's a good thing. Very, very cool.
Thank you. Yeah, we've been staying busy for like ever.
I gotta be the jerky old man though, and I gotta tell you, call your folks once in a while so they don't think you're dead in a ditch, you know. You gotta do it and stay in touch and all.
Surprisingly,
that
we've all been really good about that. Sean calls like all of his family like once a day at least, and I know everybody else texts their people.
Try and call at least once a week.
Oh, that's cool. That's cool. Because, you know, they're at home and they're watching, you know, they're watching crazy TV and Law and Order and stuff. And they're like, oh, man, my children, you know. And they've heard all the stories, you know, about crazy California and whatnot, life on the road. But it sounds like you guys are having a blast, man. A blast. I'm very envious. Very envious. That is cool. And now, folks, a couple quick messages from some of our show sponsors. Stay tuned. We'll be back with the rest of the interview after these quick messages.
Record better audio anywhere with Motive Digital Microphones from Shure. Easy-to-use options like the MV88 plug directly into your phone or computer and include a free app. Create studio-quality sound for podcasts, music, and videos. Visit Shure.com to learn more.
I figured out who the neighbor around the corner is.
Oh, yeah?
I like him a lot.
Ooh.
He lets me talk as much as I want, is very simple, and has great plans.
Okay, I have to meet him.
Sure. Say hi. This is Metro PCS.
Metro PCS is in your neighborhood. Come say hi and get unlimited data, talk, and text for only $30, period. All on the fast nationwide 4G LTE T-Mobile network. Metro PCS. Wireless. Figure it out. Coverage not available in some areas. 1 gigabyte of high-speed data included. See store for details, terms, and conditions, and data management info.
Hey, everybody. Pop artist Jamie Rocks here. Hey, last year, at the end of last year, some people, we've got quite a few inquiries where people wanted paintings, but, you know, the economy's getting better, but it's still kind of rough for a lot of people, and they just can't afford my normal larger paintings. You know, they love my work, but they just can't afford the big ones. So what we did on that is I've been picking different themes and painting smaller ones, 16 by 20 canvas, perfect size canvas for an apartment or a room. It's not overwhelming. It's not a big, huge thing you'd see in a gallery or in a big millionaire's house. But it's good. And what they are, we've been selling those on eBay. So if you go to the website, www.jamierocks.us, you'll see the eBay auctions there. I try to have 4 or 5 per week up at all times. And, you know, we don't have any control over what those sell for. So you might get a good deal. But definitely worth checking out if you're on a budget. And, you know, I hope one of my original paintings will be hanging in your home soon. Thank you for your interest, and on back to the show now.
Now, you guys had mentioned your various social media. Are you guys pretty on that, on top of that and everything?
Yes, we're almost always on our social medias. We're always trying to talk to people. Like, our direct messages should always be open for everybody, anybody to come talk to us. Sorry, I got a little tongue-tied. But, yeah, we're always on our social medias. Yeah, we're always active. Whenever there's new updates, we're always posting them, and, yeah.
Very cool. Well, that's so important nowadays, too. You know,
that's how
the game was done.
Whenever we started, I didn't realize the impact that social media had, but it's huge. Like, it's crazy. Social media has helped us grow so much.
Oh, that's awesome. That's awesome. And it wasn't always that way. Like I said, I'm a little older than you guys, but I remember a time, you know, I always was friends with people in bands and I'd want to go see their show. And I'm like, hey, man, can I get some tickets for your show? And they're like, yeah, no problem. Just, you know, staple gun these 500 flyers to telephone poles, and here you go.
Yeah.
I was always doing shit like that, you know, and I'm like, man.
It's very rare to find, like, bands on the flyer now. Like, I know for most of our shows, we at least try to go and stick flyers around town, or, like, even, like, one time before a show, we went to the venue we were playing at because our friends were playing, and we were like, hey, let's go flyer this parking lot, and we went and flyered the venue's parking lot.
Nice.
Well,
that's what you got to do, man. Say again?
I said it got to where it was like, let's go get all the broken down cars and put flyers on them because they're probably teenagers like us.
There you go. It's very true. It's very true. You guys keep working as hard as you're working, though, you won't be driving broken down cars. Trust me on that. You guys will be, you know, in big Ferraris and Lamborghinis and all that. It'll happen. It'll happen. Definitely. How are you guys already on a tour bus? You know, who can say that? You know, that's very cool. Very, very cool. Now we have another track. Let's play the third track of the night. Now this has sold me out. Any story behind this one?
Sold me out. Okay. I'm trying to figure out how to go into it. Well, what happened was I got sold out. I'm kidding. No, but a lot of it just came from a bad breakup, I'd say, and just it was letting out a bunch of, I don't want to say anger because that makes me sound like just an angry person, but like it's just letting out all the feeling from that.
I hear you, Alec. I hear you. It's you're young. There's nothing. There's absolutely nothing wrong with that. We've all been there, man. We've all been there. It happens. That's cool. Then let me ask you this before we play it. Does this person know this song inspired? It was, you know, that they were kind of inspired for this song?
No, but there's a song on the upcoming EP that will totally blow that out of the water.
Well, there you go. There you go. Well, this one. This is it. Here it is. Sold Me Out. Heartbreak Heroes, everybody. Check this out. It's fantastic.
Mine or yours, everyone knows. Now I'm not
That was Sold Me Out, Heartbreak Heroes. What a track. What a fantastic track. Now, this track, Sold Me Out, is that's available, right, guys? A digital download wherever you can buy music online. Mm-hmm. You get that, right?
Yes, nice. It is literally everywhere. Yeah.
That's good. That's how you got to do it, man.
Yeah. It's definitely a lot easier for people to find it because there are times where, like, I think it was on, like, Reverb Nation and nobody on iPhones could download stuff. So we were like, oh, shit.
Came up to me and they were like, hey, I ripped your stuff from YouTube.
Well, that's cool. That's very cool. But you guys are on YouTube, too. You guys you guys do some – you guys got some live footage and whatnot, different tracks and everything on YouTube. Very cool. Any plans on doing music videos and stuff for any of the tracks? Like, I don't know if you guys have time to do that, you know? You guys are busy.
It goes in with a lot of busy work. Music videos are being planned right now for some of the EP tracks. I can't really go into details on which ones just yet, but they should be around pretty soon.
Very cool. Well, I can't wait to see them. I think they're going to be, you know, if they're anything like the music, it's going to be just outstanding, outstanding stuff. Very, very cool. I want to give the name of the band, folks, is Heartbreak Heroes. These are people to watch, man, and or listen to, I should say, and watch because they're definitely going places. We have a link to the their Facebook page, Heartbreak Heroes Band. You can find them on Facebook. I suggest liking and following. So that way you keep up to date. Big tour coming up, man. They're going to be playing all over the country. Good, good stuff. And you guys are also on Twitter and Instagram as well, right?
Yes, we're on Twitter at HBHero7 and Instagram at HBHBand.
Nice, nice. Well, there you go, folks. There you go. Well, you guys are out on the starting the tour soon. That's going to be great. Fantastic time, I imagine. And traveling a lot. Traveling a lot. That's cool. Very, very cool stuff.
I actually want to give a few shout-outs due to the tour. I want to shout out American Grimm, the TKO Agency, and Rocktagon because they are badass. And, yeah, they help make it happen, and they're fucking great.
That's awesome. Very cool. Very, very cool. And we want to give another shout-out to the fine folks over at MetalBabeMayhem.com. They kick ass, and you know, actually all of our advertisers, which we haven't played, we never play commercials during the live show. That is added in afterwards during the podcast when we convert it to a podcast. But all of our fine advertisers, hell, they keep the lights on around here, man. They keep a margarita in my hand here at the beach. I cannot complain at all about any of that. Good, good stuff. Very cool. Well, it's about that time, guys, and you guys got to get back to work, man.
Yeah,
I know,
man.
It never ends, right?
It never ends. It has been a really fun interview. This has, like, been one of my favorites so far. It's been great.
Nice. Well, I'm glad you had fun. I certainly did as well. And, of course, ladies and gentlemen, this this show will be converted to a podcast and put out on all the various social media platforms, and including up for free on iTunes. So, and if you are listening in the future to the show on iTunes, well, hello from the past. Do me a quick favor. It just makes me look like a superstar with our advertisers. Hit that ratings and review. It puts us up at the top of the page, and that's where we like to be. The view is always better from on top. It's just something I've learned over the years.
That is correct.
That's very true. Very true. Heartbreak Heroes, you got to check these guys out. And if they are playing in a city that you're at, I'm telling you, I've seen the video footage of the shows, and it's just outstanding. Get down there, pay the cover, do what you got to do. See this band, man. Good, good stuff. And pick up one of those new T-shirts while you're there as well.
And if you come to the show, I will personally find you.
Please come.
Sean will, like, never let go of you either.
We'll all hug you. Great time for everyone.
Nice. There's going to be hundreds. It's going to be like Beatlemania, all these gals coming down there now. That's okay. That's part of it. Very, very cool. And also, before I forget, a big shout-out to Norman Matthews' label, the Sound Foundation. So good for, you know, working with these guys and just making it happen, man. Very, very cool. We also have a link up to the Sound Foundation, Dallas.
com on the show page there. Very, very cool.
Norman's
well, guys,
definitely
that's about it, man. Say again?
Norman's definitely a great dude.
Oh, yeah. Very, very cool.
And I also want to give a quick shout-out to Amp Rehearsal for letting us come in and use their rooms to rehearse this entire time and do our show and also all of our friends everywhere. And also one big one to PRS Guitars because they're badass and they've helped us out a lot. And Sean's mom. And my mom.
And Sean's
because
mom.
She'd get pissed off if I didn't say anything.
Very cool. Very, very cool. Well, great, guys. Well, get back to work there in the studio and break a leg on all the upcoming shows, man. I think it's going to be great.
Awesome.
I think
thank
it's
you
going
so
to be
much.
Great.
Thanks for having us. Yeah, thank you for having us, man.
Merci, bro.
Oh, yeah, you guys rock. I can't wait to have you guys back on. I'll talk to you guys soon.
Oh, yeah.
Have a great night, everybody.
Peace.
Hey, you too. Later. Bye.
Jamie Rock's Pop Rock Talk Radio Show has been executive produced by Jamie Rocks for Pop Rocks Limited, recorded at Deerfield Beach in South Florida for broadcast at Blog Talk Radio.
Hej, det här är Hicks från Sverige och ni lyssnar till Pop Rocks Radio med Jamie Rocks.
Blog Talk Radio.